Live Updates South Carolina Primary Results. By Tony Lee on February 29, 2020. South Carolina holds the nation's first in the South presidential primary on Saturday. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 11 p.m., delegate count so far out of South Carolina. 10:05 p.m., with 86% reporting. Biden 48.4%. Sanders 19.9%. 9:33 p.m., Stayer says he got into the race for really good reasons. He says he got into the race because he thought people were not addressing racial injustices in the country. He rips Lindsey Graham as a disaster and says every Democrat is better than Trump. He says when the Lord closes the door, he opens a window and he will find that window and crawl through it. Van Jones and Yang praise Stayer. 9:21 p.m., with 60% reporting. It's Biden 50.2%, Sanders 18.3%. A thrashing. 9:15 p.m., Stayer reportedly dropping out tonight. Stayer advisor concedes the firewall was real. 9:15 p.m., interesting point about women/candidates of color not given as many chances as Biden. 9:10 p.m. 9:03 p.m., not a good night for Stayer. 9 p.m., Biden's camp would love to make the popular vote plus delegates argument. 8:58 p.m., Bloomberg. Warren still going after Sanders. 8:50 p.m., Biden thanks South Carolina. He tells his buddy Clyburn, "You brought me back." Biden says the press and the pundits declared his candidacy dead but thanks the heart of the Democratic Party, he is very much alive. He says South Carolina Democrats launched Bill Clinton/Obama and now they've launched his campaign. Biden tells Democrats voting on Super Tuesday that this is the moment Democrats can determine what this party stands for. Biden says if Democrats nominate him, he can beat Trump and keep the House and take back the Senate. Weird argument from Biden. He should have just made the electability/down ticket argument instead of talking about how Democrats can determine what this party stands for. Words the Sanders campaign could use against him. Biden urges Democrats to nominate a Democrat and Obama-Biden Democrat. He says Americans want results and not promises of a revolution. Biden says Democrats can't be like them, Trump's Republicans, and have never-ending war. He says this election is for the heart and soul of the country and not the Democratic Party after minutes ago telling Democrats to determine what his party stands for. Biden's really is not good with these speeches. Fair or not, he always seems unprepared and sounds like a transactional candidate. 8:41 p.m. 8:38 p.m., looks like Bloomberg is not changing anything. 8:31 p.m., after saying that Trump will not undermine America's democracy. Sanders says he is proud that he has won the popular vote in Iowa plus New Hampshire/Nevada. Sanders says you can't win them all. He congratulates Biden on his victory and says now we enter Super Tuesday in Virginia. Sanders says we are more than a campaign. We are a movement. He then goes into his standard stump speech. 8:30 p.m., Sanders is the first to speak. Biden probably did not go out to speak to ensure Sanders would not Bigfoot him. Sanders immediately opens up thanking veterans in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and talking about wars that never should have been fought. He's reminding anti-war Democrats where he stands on foreign policy/war as opposed to Biden. 8:20 p.m., Biden getting ready to make one of the biggest speeches of his political life. 7:50 p.m., Warren/Buttigieg/Klobuchar not appealing to the heart and soul of the party. 7:45 p.m. 7:40 p.m., Weingarten tweets congrats to Biden before she is reportedly set to endorse Warren later tonight. Doesn't look like Warren will have a good showing in the Palmetto State. 7:35 p.m., Biden, who doesn't have money to advertise across Super Tuesday states, needs his victory speech to be seen in those states. Will he finally give a coherent speech about what his campaign is about and why he is running, or will he just again ramble like a Senate insider talking to institutional historians about insider minutia nobody knows or cares about? 7:26 p.m., the pundit-in-chief's take. 7:25 p.m., a lot of joy but probably a lot more relief as well. 7:20 p.m., Biden campaign, South Carolina chooses presidents. 7:15 p.m., former VA Governor Terry McAuliffe announces on CNN he is endorsing Biden and he'll campaign with him in Virginia ahead of Super Tuesday. He says he's worried about VA reps Spanberger / Luria will lose their seats if Biden is not on the top of the ticket. He suggests Steyer, Klobuchar, Buttigieg should consider dropping out ahead of Super Tuesday. De facto Buttigieg surrogate David Axelrod not sure what to make of McAuliffe's suggestion. 7:12 p.m., Biden has Obama to thank. 7:10 p.m., to steal from greatest basketball announcer who ever lived. Though the SC primary was put in the refrigerator for Biden early. Doors closed, lights out, the butter's getting hard, the eggs are cooling. And the jello is jiggling, the margin is going to matter. Sanders and Bloomberg campaigns will be hoping for a backdoor Sanders cover as the night goes on while Biden's team is hoping this is a no-doubter. 7 p.m., polls closed in South Carolina. AP, CNN projects Biden victory right after polls close. This would be Biden's first win ever as a candidate. 6:30 p.m., good signs for Biden. 6:15 p.m., polls close in South Carolina at 7 p.m. ET. Clyburn seems fed up with Biden's campaign being all over the map and making unforced error after the error with the gaffe-prone candidate not helping matters. Delegate count so far, South Carolina awards 54. Sanders campaign, Medicare for all needed because of threats like coronavirus. Biden in North Carolina. Bloomberg hitting Biden for not being an executive. In football, there are many coaches who always tend to be great coordinators but can't handle being the head coach. Warren getting key union support. Weingarten set to endorse Warren. What will Steyer do if he performs poorly in South Carolina? Buttigieg in Nashville. Klobuchar. Early exit polling. Clyburn delivered for Biden. But Biden has to obliterate the spread to get maximum momentum going into Super Tuesday.